Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
One of the best rock and roll songs of all time. This is Spencer Davis Group from the Wayback Machine. Welcome back to 17 Till the Hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com, and the one for my new book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. That book has won 5 international awards. I'm very proud of that, and you can find that at Amazon. We're having a great visit with a new friend, Gary Davis. He's not going to be a new friend for long. We're going to keep having him back. He's got the goods. And to come across too. He's the chief consumer security evangelist for McAfee. You know who McAfee is. I've told you about them over the years. We've mentioned their names many times as one of the very top cybersecurity companies. Gary, thanks again for being here. Talk to us about we in the previous segment, folks. Gary was reminding us that of all the reasons why we need to believe that the bad guys are moving down market. We're increasingly interesting to them. For one of the reasons, Gary, is because something that I've been tracking now for 35 years, more and more small businesses are not backwater mom and pops operating a shop out of the front door of their house. More and more small businesses are vertically integrated partners with corporate America. Corporate America started when they downsized, the work that they did didn't stop. They just laid their people off and hired the same people back as contractors who created small businesses. And those businesses are now sitting there with handshake information for the big company and potentially could allow the bad guys to get to the big companies from their smaller partners. So it's high percentage play for the bad guys, isn't it?
It is. You know, recall a couple of years ago, Target was the victim of a massive breach.
Right.
And that's exactly what happened. Their HVAC small business partner came in to do some work on their air conditioning, and the gentleman brought an infected laptop behind the firewall, connected it to their network, and that's how the malware got into Target and ultimately to the point-of-sale systems. And
it was a bad breach. One of the worst breaches of all time. It was really bad. So that's the reason why, folks. And I will tell you, one of the things that I've been pointing out here is that corporate America is not going to let you get away with that. If you want to do business with corporate America, you're going to have to show them that you have cybersecurity protocols in place and devices and software. So talk to us about some of the ways that we can go about that. We should be looking at securing our systems, and how do we go about doing that?
Sure. You know, there's so many ways I could take this, Jim. One thing that's getting a lot of attention nowadays are called, you know, IoT or connected things. I mean, all businesses and homes.
Internet of things is what I call it.
Yeah, exactly. It's everything. And those devices in particular, it's a bit of a catch-22. The companies that manufacture and build those devices are foregoing security, and they're really focusing on time to market and convenience. So they're trying to get their devices into the hands of small businesses as soon as possible and delivering a service. And when the small business gets that device, they're thinking, okay, I just want to get this device in and start getting benefit of the service, and I'm not going to worry about setting up a strong password or something that's going to make that device very difficult to get access to. So it's creating this perfect storm where more and more devices are going into more and more businesses, and those devices are sitting there just waiting for something to happen. In fact, a couple months ago, we went out, our labs organization bought a commercial DVR, brought it into our lab, turned it on, and just waited. Within 64 seconds, the device was crawled, authenticated to, and the Mirai botnet malware installed in 64 seconds.
Wow.
And turning it on. And that's just how fast it goes. I mean,
you know, I'll tell you, that happened to us once. That happened to us once. We went to Disney World probably a dozen years ago, and my wife's laptop had accidentally just rolled off of the her security system had just expired, and for some reason it didn't automatically renew, and she plugged into the Wi-Fi in Disney World, and we got zapped within an hour.
Yeah.
That happened.
Well,
imagine
60 seconds. Imagine it happening less than a minute. And
that's amazing.
Think about our world today. Our global threat intelligence, which is our cloud that collects and distills all this information and used to protect the devices of companies that rely on McAfee, it's over a petabyte in size. Mm-hmm. That's 2,002 years of your favorite song playing back to back. We get 52 billion queries a day. That's more than Facebook, LinkedIn, Instagram, and Twitter combined. So that's the volume we get. And we find 4 new pieces of malware every second of every day.
Slow down. Say that again. Folks, this is going to be on the test. Go ahead, Gary.
And we find 4 new pieces of malware every second of every day.
Tell them an example. So, remind them an example of what malware is.
Malware is anything from a virus, a worm, a Trojan, all these types of bad software that get installed into the device to do harm. Yeah. Everything from stealing your personal information to spying on your activities to, it's a whole plethora of different things that malware does.
So if I have a security system like McAfee on my system, on my computer, that your system is designed to prevent those things from getting in my unit. If I don't click something stupid like a dummy and allow them in.
Yeah. Even if you click on something and it starts to download something that looks like it's malicious,
your system will
notify you here.
Yeah, there you go. I've seen that happen before, folks. We're going to talk some more with Gary Davis after the break. He's with McAfee. I'm Jim Blessing. See you.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.